Integrating skills. Reading. First aid, right and wrong. Read the following descriptions of accidents and decide what the rescuers did wrong. Car accident. We saw the car hit the truck. It flew into the air and landed on its side. We stopped and ran straight to the car. Petrol was coming from the car and a small fire was burning near the engine. The driver was not moving and was bleeding from a cut on her face. The passenger was screaming and held his leg. Because the passenger was in so much pain, I hurried over to him and tried to lift him out of the car. My friend was saying, "Oh my God! Oh my God! They're going to die!" We managed to get the passenger out of the car and put him down on the road. I put him comfortably on his back and looked at his leg. It looked as if it were broken. I took out my handkerchief and tied it very tightly around his leg. Then we ran back to the car to look at the driver. She was not moving. We got the door open and carried her to the man.
Skating accident. I was walking along the road next to the river when I saw a little girl fall through the ice. She disappeared under the water for a moment and then came back up. She screamed for help and waved her hands. I jumped down on the ice and ran as fast as I could to where she was. I tried to walk as close to her as possible and reach her. She grabbed my hands and I tried to pull her out of the water. Hotel fire. I was in my hotel room when I heard the fire alarm. I grabbed my bags and kicked the door open. I ran as fast as I could to the lift. When I was almost there, I remembered that I had left my camera in the room, so I hurried back to get it. Suddenly, there was smoke everywhere, and I saw flames coming from two other rooms. I went back into my room and opened the window so I could get some air. Then I ran towards the stairs, carrying my bags and my camera. The hotel was filled with smoke, and I started coughing.
Poisoning. A man was lying on the floor. There was a bottle of pills next to him. It must be drug poisoning, I thought. I could not tell if he was alive, so I immediately started blowing air into his mouth. He coughed, and I decided to make him throw up so that there could be no more poison in his body. After he had thrown up a couple of times, I gave him some milk to drink. He still looked sick and seemed very sleepy. I left the room to call for help, and when I got back, he was asleep again. I shook him hard a few times, and he woke up. I then cleaned up the room and threw away the bottle of pills. I put him on his back so that he would be comfortable. Then I went outside to wait for the ambulance.